You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin.
Armed robbery at Yverdon Station Post Office sparks urgent call for witnesses. In a mid-morning incident on Saturday, an unidentified man wielding a firearm conducted a holdup at La Poste de la Gare in Yverdon-les-Bains in Canton Vaud, demanding money from a postal counter employee. The suspect, who is currently at large, made off with a sum of cash before escaping on foot. At approximately 10:15 a.m., the assailant approached a counter at the Swiss post office and, in what sounded like English as a foreign language, threatened the employee to empty the cash register. Complying with the demands, the employee handed over a collection of mostly coin rolls, ranging from 5 cents to 5 francs, along with several banknotes ranging from 10 to 100 francs. The stolen funds were placed in 2 plastic bags. Following the robbery, the perpetrator fled on foot and received assistance from bystanders on Place de la Gare after losing part of the stolen loot. Subsequently, he was dropped off by a taxi in front of the Place Bel Air shopping center in Yverdon-les-Bains. Fortunately, no physical injuries were reported, as stated by the Vaud police in a release on Sunday. Prompted by the incident, the public prosecutor on duty has initiated a criminal investigation. The Vaud Cantonal Police have issued an urgent appeal for witnesses to aid in the identification of the suspect. Described as a man aged 45 to 50, with dark skin and a medium to heavy build. At the time of the robbery, he was dressed in black pants, a dark blue or black winter jacket, a dark cap adorned with a white logo, and a blue disposable surgical mask. The suspect spoke in English with a non-English-speaking accent during the commission of the crime. Individuals possessing any information or tips regarding the perpetrator are urged to contact the authorities at 021-343-1510 or report to the nearest police station. The collaboration of the community is crucial in aiding law enforcement efforts to apprehend the wanted suspect and ensure public safety.
And now for a Swiss News in English editorial minute. Noisy fireworks in a quiet country. On New Year's Eve, I am ever astounded by the sheer quantity of my fellow citizens' love for pyrotechnics. Half of my neighborhood on August 1st and New Year's Eve is blowing up fireworks. Some are quite impressive and rival the official displays performed by the local municipalities. I'm always surprised, since peace and quiet are of great value to the Swiss, yet on these holidays, all bets are off. I enjoy the wildness of it. My family stepped out onto our terrace at midnight and relished the sight of the colorful displays in every direction, signaling a brand new year, another trip around the sun for our planet Earth. There's hope in the darkest winter days for a new year and a new reason to celebrate life. I'm also, of course, sensitive to the domestic and wild animals and how they are experiencing the explosive sounds, not to mention people with neurological divergences who are sound sensitive and, of course, sleeping babies. Lower volume fireworks have been designed to mitigate the trauma and damage to wildlife and domestic pets, as well as the humans among us who are sensitive to sound. However, these new fireworks are not silent, they're just quieter. And it's not easy to tell people what to do. Remember mask mandates and vaccine requirements? So will we see quieter celebrations in the future? I don't know. I would certainly be happy to save the animals from needless fear and to protect the neurodivergent among us. I can forgo the celebratory bangs and war zone-like explosions twice a year. As much as I laughed and stood in awe of the spectacle myself on Sunday night. It's a subject many feel strongly about on both sides. I like to err on the side of kindness and sensitivity. We here at Swiss News in English would love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to leave us a voice message on the podcast page or message us on Facebook. Happy New Year to all. According to an article by Swiss Info, the French language Swiss public television channel, RTS, has made the decision to cease the broadcast of films featuring actor Gérard Depardieu in light of offensive comments and accusations of sexual violence against the 75-year-old French figure. As reported by Le Matin Dimanche newspaper and confirmed by an RTS spokesperson to the news agency Keystone SDA on Sunday, this decision is characterized as a pragmatic one, subject to a review based on the evolving situation. The spokesperson emphasized that a film will be excluded from the TV schedule if there is a perception that a significant portion of the audience might find it offensive, or if it involves an individual facing accusations, even if legal verdicts are pending. The rationale behind such decisions, as stated by RTS, is rooted in the responsibility of a public broadcaster to align with the sentiments of its viewers. Depardieu has faced multiple allegations of sexual violence from women in recent years, notably actress Charlotte Arnaud, who filed a rape lawsuit against him in 2018, and another legal action for sexual abuse stemming from an alleged 2007 incident has been ongoing since mid-September of 2023. The acclaimed actor, with over 200 films to his credit, staunchly denies all accusations. However, his reputation suffered a further blow with the broadcast of a documentary film called Compliment d'Enquête in early December. During the program, which focused on his trip to North Korea, Depardieu made misogynistic remarks, including a statement about women riding horses. This commentary, along with other degrading comments, drew international condemnation. French Culture Minister Rima Abdul-Malak characterized the remarks as disgusting and Depardieu's behavior as a disgrace to France. In response to such incidents, RTS has taken a stance consistent with its previous decisions, such as the exclusion of French comedian Pierre Palmade in February, following a serious accident caused by Palmade's driving under the influence of cocaine. The move by RTS reflects a broader societal shift towards holding individuals accountable for inappropriate behavior, particularly concerning sexual violence against women, in line with the positive outcomes of the global Me Too movement. And the wolf debate continues in Switzerland. According to an article from the BBC, Swiss mountain farmers are grappling with disappointment and frustration as the courts halt plans for the wolf hunt. The farmers argue that the proposed hunt is essential to safeguard livestock and the future of alpine communities. Wolves made a comeback in Switzerland in the 1990s, crossing the Alps from Italy. Initially celebrated as a sign of nature's rebalancing, conflicts arose as wolves began preying on sheep. Despite efforts to protect livestock, the wolf population in Switzerland has tripled to at least 300, with 32 packs across the country. In response, the government approved measures allowing the eradication of entire wolf packs, reducing the suggested quota from 32 to 12. This decision was met with relief by mountain communities, citing the increasing pressure on farmers. However, environmental groups, including Pro Natura, challenged the cull, arguing it exceeded legal limits and ignored the positive role wolves play in maintaining biodiversity. The courts have sided with the environmentalists, sparing some wolf packs. While Swiss environmental groups claim that livestock attacks haven't risen as fast as the wolf population, farmers argue for a compromise to protect their flocks. The legal battle continues, raising questions about coexistence between humans and animals and the future of high alpine farming traditions in Switzerland. This episode is sponsored by Salt Consulting and Communications, a professional coaching group serving corporations and individuals. Salt is offering a 12-week online coaching journey starting on January 7th, 2024. Whatever your personal or professional goals, whatever shift or growth you require, whatever change you're looking to make in the new year, this program meets you where you are. I'll be participating in this January 7th session. I am really looking forward to meeting my personal health and fitness goals, guided and coached by executive coaches and TEDx speakers, Michelle Giuliano and Denise Nickerson. I hope you'll join me and other like-minded, growth mindset professionals and executives in this life-changing course called Integrity Works. With Integrity Works, you'll effortlessly navigate change, make decisions confidently, live joyfully, and align with your true self. The course includes interactive Zoom calls twice weekly with your coaches. It includes tools, meditations, surveys, worksheets, and direct access to your coaches. For more information and to enroll today, go to offers.salt.consulting/IntegrityWorks Winter 2024. That's offers.salt.consulting/IntegrityWorks Winter 2024. Or go to the Swiss News and English Facebook page for the direct link to enroll in Integrity Works. Hurry, space is limited. I hope to see you there. Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast, Swiss News in English. Tune in next Tuesday for more Swiss news, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.